Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe, and I want to share a vital word for this season in which we find ourselves, because for generations in America, we honor freedom of speech. However, in recent years, there has been a spirit that has come forth to battle those who desire to speak truth freely in this nation. And the Lord has given me a strong word concerning the talking points that are used in the media and those things that are being spoken to divide people from the Word of God and the truth of God. It's a serious warning. Before we open our mouths against one another, the Lord wants us to check our hearts. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers. Jesus said that we will have what we say. That includes what we say about others.
The Lord stopped me and said, "What my people are about to find out is all the things that they said about other public figures. When they come up and I raise them up, the same things are going to be said about them. And they're going to realize they have been propagating a lie with the words of their lips." And he said, some of them are going to be so ashamed that they're not going to be able to fulfill their call, because they're going to see it so plainly that they had been duped by the devil to speak evil that they heard in the tabloids, evil that they heard on the news, not realizing it was a lie.
Now let's get into today's message.
Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. We always remember that. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap death. What is the flesh? Your feelings, your hatred of feelings towards somebody, you're jealous against other people, that leads to death. That's what it says here. For he that soweth to his flesh, to those internal instincts that you think are so natural, the natural place they lead is death. You can't stop that. You can't stop that. You can't stop it from happening. Then it says, but he that soweth to the spirit, meaning the things of God, you shall reap everlasting life. So life and death depends on what you say and do. So if you're going to say and do evil against somebody else, it's coming back to you. That's why Jesus said, you know, rejoice when people say all manner of evil against you for his sake. Why? Because you're going to be blessed. They'll be cursed, but you'll be blessed. And that's how God does it. So when God has these laws in place here, just know there's like a reciprocity going on here. So you will have whatever sins you're going to have, good or bad. So you can't get around the words of your mouth and the things that you've done. So it's time to repent. And he tells us, and let us not be weary in well-doing. This is verse 9. For in due season, you shall reap if you faint not. So if you continue to hammer after somebody, go after somebody, you're gonna get what you say. You're going to have what you say. Now, that means for individuals, too, who want what God has, you got to keep your mouth off of people. And I've told people this before, get out of the politics. Don't take sides, because if you on the wrong side against God, you're going to get what that person gets. And people talk bad, start trashing Donald Trump. Don't trash any leader, anybody, because whatever you say about them is going to backfire on you. In fact, I'm hearing something else, the Lord had told me many years ago about his people, and I may have said it here before. Years ago, I had someone that I knew, it was a person of God, and they were complaining about a celebrity and making all kinds of things. And I'm thinking, well, they didn't know that I knew that celebrity, was also called to be part of my prayer team. But they didn't know that the person had turned a leaf and had repented and was giving their life to God. All they knew is what the tabloids said. So the person going on and on and on, and this person saw this, and this person that, and that. And the Lord stopped me. I couldn't stop the person because they kept on going. The Lord stopped me and said, what my people are about to find out is all the things that they said about other public figures, when they come up and I raise them up, the same things are going to be said about them. And they're going to realize they have been propagating a lie with the words of their lips. And he said, some of them are going to be so ashamed that they're not going to be able to fulfill their call, because they're going to see it so plainly that they had been duped by the devil to speak evil that they heard in the tabloids, evil that they heard on the news, not realizing it was a lie. Now, I can tell you, I haven't had as much public exposure as a lot of these politicians, but I've been in that place. Oh, I was called names. All of the lies. People did it because they're hot buttons you can say in America and get people to turn against you. And that's what they tried to do, turn it against me. And I remember when it did happen, these people went down. I mean, it's somebody who said, I got the governor, I got this person, we coming against you. And the politicians that appointed me stood behind me. But even better than that, I got a call shortly after they threatened me. I mean, we're talking people threatening. Why did they threaten me? You don't deserve what you have. We've been working 20 years. This should be our position and not yours. People will come after you and speak all manner of evil just because God promoted you in a place that they wanted for 20 years. And that's, and a lot of times that's what the jealousy comes from. And in this hour, you got to be prepared because God is raising his people up, giving you a public platform. Be prepared to battle with the devil. And sometimes, especially if God has appointed you, all you have to do is do what God tells you to do. He'll take care of the enemy, because that's what I did. When they wrote a petition and came up against me, threatened my life. And I'm like, these are, if I told people, they were people like politicians to do that, important people do that. Yes, because it's the devil in them. And so I remember when that happened, all this, they were, we're going to get you out of this office. Yeah, whatever. All these lies they told about me. And when they couldn't think of anything else, they called me racist. Why? Crazy. I'm dealing with the Jews and the whites and the different communities and giving them a voice. And I was called a racist. I'm like, that's crazy. But they knew racist, calling someone a racist, just like today, calling somebody a conservative, whatever, is a hot button. Just like saying somebody's from the left or the right, it's a hot button that makes people go crazy. It may not be true, but they can say it about you and you can't respond. And I didn't. And as it ended up happening, I got a call that evening after all the commotion, people threatening me, that I had won an award for that very position. And I'm like, okay, I thought it was a joke. I said, well, send me the information. I got too many calls of hate. I didn't believe this one when the good came through. And sure enough, I won an award. Why? They saw the work I did. They saw past the rhetoric, and they saw results in their offices. They saw results of people coming in. So I'm like, okay, sometimes that's all God needs are results. But he can only get the results if we do what he tells us to do. So no matter what we got to do, God cannot be mocked. And I want to end here. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time going over this. We just need to know we need to take a stand. Now, yesterday morning, I got up early, and when the Lord was talking about a corollary, let me get my tongue around that. He also gave me some other words, and I'm going to read this to you because it's strong. Because I woke up, I heard him talking about a wake-up call. He says, to the woke culture in America, he said it's going to be an eye-opening jolt. So a lot of the negative talk we have that's coming against people of us who believe like God wants us to believe, they call it a woke culture, but the Lord said they're getting ready to get an eye-opening jolt. Something's getting ready to come down. Because he says, these people, that their hearts are sick with sin, they're Americans we're talking about primarily. And then I heard him say, there will be an outcry for justice and freedom like we have never heard before. The political talking points are at the end of the road. No more, says God. And then this came as a prophetic flow. I was just writing and writing everything he heard. I take a sip before I get into this, because these are strong words. I am answering the prayers of my people. I am answering the prayers of humanity that yearns for justice, not just in the courts, but also in the voices of leadership and media and culture and the government. The callous hearts are being revealed, said God. It is an ugly sight to behold. Repent now, says God, for you are about to witness what I will do with my adversaries, those who speak and target with evil those whom I love. I love all of humanity. I even love those that do not love me, but I will not allow you to inflict suffering with your words or deeds without responding. I am a righteous God who judges all men by their hearts. Consider yourselves judged, either for me or against me. You will soon experience the fruit of your lips and feel the weight of your unrighteous deeds. My servants have warned you. Now experience the corollary. You will have what you have said against others. You will have done to you what you have done to others. That is the reciprocity of my kingdom. Touch those of mine, my children, and citizens of my kingdom, and you will feel my, you will see my righteous laws and experience the corollary. I am Almighty God. I will not be mocked. Repent or else you will reap what you have sown with the words of your mouths and with the works of your hands. I have seen, I have heard. In this hour, I will repay each and every one of you according to your works. Soon, it will be evident to the whole world who it is that is for me and those who fight against me and my anointed ones, says the one and only true God, Elohim, the Most High.
Beloved, I cannot express how important it is to be aware of how we treat one another with our words and also our actions. The corollary is powerfully moving right now, and it will repay every one of us what we have set in motion with our words, our actions, and our deeds. God is calling us back to righteousness. We know what's right. Even those who rebel against God know what is right. They just refuse to do it. But God is answering America's rebellion, and it will shock the world. I heard the Lord say this and more. He said, "Get ready for extreme, explosive, and desperate repentance. It's coming." If you've enjoyed this episode and want to learn more, check out the link in the description box to view this video on YouTube. Also, join us for In Pursuit of Divine Destiny with Paula Matthews, live every Sunday morning at 11:30 Eastern Standard Time. Subscribe both to this podcast channel and our YouTube channel as well, so you don't miss out on what God is saying and doing in these final seasons before Jesus returns. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.
Thank you for being with us. You can catch our Sunday live broadcast weekly on YouTube at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also catch our weekly podcast episodes on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, as well as our website, www.epicbooksandcafe.com. In addition, the book, Break Forth, Fulfilling God's Dominion Mandate by Paula Matthews, is available both at Barnes & Noble and Amazon Books. Thank you for being with us.